Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
On the Kenai Peninsula, 11th grader Moira Pahala of Soldotna is helping a local nonprofit organization as a volunteer. During the summer, she gave 60 hours of her time to the Kenai Watershed Forum. She worked in the Streamwatch Ambassador Program.
It's a bunch of volunteers, and we go out every day and we just monitor the river, make sure that everyone's following regulations. If there's something we need to report, you report it in just for the overall safety of the river and the community. You like ask people and you say, do you know all these rules and regulations? Like, are you ready to fish? And you just end up talking to people and you find out they're from all around the world. We met people from like Germany, from all over from the lower 48 who really didn't know anything about the river, didn't really know anything about like fishing. And so it was really cool just getting to like understand their culture and then also like tell them how they can help out our community by keeping it everything safe and clean.
Lisa Baranek is the Streamwatch coordinator. She worked closely with Moira out at the river sites on Saturdays when she did her work. Moira is the Kenai Watershed Forum's youngest volunteer. Baranek says Moira's youthful exuberance helped the organization in more ways than one.
It was like, Moira, come back and bring your friends, because like I said, you know, having that fresh energy is really important.
For Moira, the experience turned into more than she expected.
Because after volunteering a while, I actually want to go into marine biology now and maybe get a degree in that. Yeah. So
Moira plans to continue her summertime volunteer work at the forum this summer. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.